You just describe what Dad needed to do to him. Probably. I don't know.
That's ask the person who said it, and they said it. Because you have this tendency that It's because I can remember it.
How do you remember?
I was there when he said it.
Did he put you block out?
Yeah.
You
block out.
No, you're blocking
out.
They're psychotic. I hate them. Sherman's a crazy person who makes this house look crazy.
Yes, you do. Think about it. Think what was said and how it fits.
He beats me.
I saw his when before Mace got there. Dan said to him, he said, I've done an unofficial poll here since I've been in Ohio. And it looks like at least all the people of Kroger's are voting for Trump. And Adam said, yeah, that's getting scary. And Dan says, it's such a shame how people vote against their own self-interest. And Adam agreed.
Do you think that everybody at Kroger's is black?
First of all, Dan didn't say anything like that unless he was being sarcastic or ironic, and Sherman doesn't have any sense about that.
Listen, remember what the situation was. Wait a minute. This was about...
Sherman is a freaking narcissist.
That's what it was about. Okay? Now, Wilbur confessed that he was for Trump, and Mace said, that's a shame that people would vote against their own interests. That was his word. And he was directly...
He doesn't understand that Dan is being sarcastic.
I said, gee, you know, I'm a political, but I thought here in the United States, each individual was supposed to make up their own mind how they wanted to vote. And they shut his big fat mouth when I said that. But you didn't hear that. Because
he only thinks about himself. Sherman has been fighting with these people for 3.5 years of living in this house, physically or yelling constantly.
You're not like that, are you? Shit, get that cigar out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Shit.